This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassel, joined by Lugnuts outfielder DJ Neal. DJ, first full season in minor league baseball, nearly halfway through. How's it going so far for you?
It's going pretty good. One of the main things that's just helping me out is getting comfortable in an environment with a good group of guys. And the only other thing is just being able to stay healthy in the full season. So I'm loving it so far, and I can't wait for the second half.
The one injury that I know about was when you banged up your shoulder. Making a great catch. Was that one of the best catches you've made?
Yeah, definitely one of the best catches I've made. Luckily, it was on turf, so, I mean, it kind of bothered me because it was hard, but at the same time, I glided a little bit more than I wanted to, which, you know, helped me keep it a little bit more stable, but definitely a great catch. Sadly, it happened, but, you know, it's better now, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, on the bright side, it didn't set you out too long. Before that, did you suffer your worst injury in baseball, football, something else?
Definitely football. I had a labrum injury against University of Tennessee, catching a pass in the end zone and kind of late, like, came right down on it, and a defensive back came right on top of me. And, yeah, it just tore it completely. So that was probably one of the worst injuries that I had to deal with. So.
How tough was that rehab?
It was bad. It took me a little bit over a year to get comfortable. Actually, it took me a year to get healthy and then maybe a few more months to get comfortable using that arm like I normally would have. So it was a pretty long recovery.
It's funny hearing from you that you knew Montez Sweat after the NFL draft happened.
Yeah.
How many guys do you currently know who are in the NFL?
Oh, man, I more than a handful. Mike Davis, Montez Sweat. Have a few guys that just got drafted along with Montez. Cameron Glenn, who's with San Francisco. Duke Shelley, that's with Chicago. They're all out of my area. Most of them at my high school. One not at my high school. And then I got a few guys that's definitely on the prospect board to get drafted this upcoming year for football. So I can't wait to see that, too.
How about baseball? How many guys do you know in the major leagues, minor leagues?
Same thing. a good handful, man. Some of them I've got a chance to play against. Some of them in the Reds organization, Astros organization. Guys had just got drafted this year. One of my close buddy, Jordan Washington, he went to Columbia High School in Georgia. Got drafted by LA Dodgers. So commend to him for that. And I got a few other guys that got free agent deals out of Georgia. So good to see that as well.
Have they asked you, hey, DJ, can you give me some advice about minor league baseball?
Oh, definitely. One of the main things that I got from three of them actually was, you know, just the process of things like what, how should they pace themselves, like bats wise, how many bats should they have coming into the season. And I just kind of told them, you know, like it's up to them, it's their pace, you know, like we all break our bats whenever it randomly happens, but like one of the main things just to make sure you're taking, you know, care of the recovery part of things. So staying healthy is one of the more important things than anything.
I know that Reggie Pruitt at one point met Julio Jones. Was there anybody that you met that blew you away?
Deion Sanders. When I was a kid, I met Deion Sanders and along with a few other celebrities through my dad. My dad paints cars, so he did a few of their cars, and I met him, Tupac, but one of the main guys that definitely blew me away was Deion Sanders because I got the chance to, you know, meet a dual athlete kind of like myself and, you know, also a few guys that's in this generation, one being Julio Jones. Also got a chance to work out with a few others. Mike Davis, that's with the Chicago Bears, running back right now. So he's from my area, kind of grew up, watched him. And one of the main guys that stand out to me is him because, you know, I grew up around him for one, and two, he's just a good guy in general.
Can I ask, what was Tupac like?
I don't remember much of him, man. I was a kid. I probably barely had just started walking. I got a picture of him when I was a kid, and that's all I remember from it. But, you know, just growing up and watching him, just some music videos and music itself, I still listen to him to this day. So from a personal standpoint, I don't really know him much, but, like, just lyrically, you know, just listening to that guy and his vocals and what he says and his music, it's something that just basically intrigues me.
It sounds like, through your dad, how great of a car painter, how well-known is he?
He is really known in a area of Georgia. A lot of guys get in and out with him. few guys, well, not a few, a lot of guys ship their cars from different states just to get, you know, paint jobs and stuff. He's been doing that since a kid now. He's kind of, you know, relaxing and traveling and getting to see all the kids and stuff like that at this point. But, like, he still works going every now and then and, you know, just to make some, you know, easy money doing something that he's really talented at. So,
do you have any siblings or cousins who are also athletic like you?
Yeah, my sister was actually a track star. She ended up falling on a cheerleading side of things. And my little cousin, Keon Neal, he's a baseball and football player in high school right now, kind of, you know, waiting to, you know, get his chance to get some college offers and, you know, proceed to that next level. So he's one of the main guys that I have my eyes on right now. I just want to make sure I'm on top of things with him because he's like me, has a lot of talent. He's raw, you know, athletic as heck, like just really athletic at his age. And, you know, so he looks up to me and asks me a lot of questions every now and then. So I just make sure I can stay up, you know, keep him in my sight.
DJ, what are your goals for the rest of the year?
The goals for the rest of my year, one would be keep my average above 250. I want to at least get back to 300 where I was at the beginning of the season. So I know it's going to be a hard thing to do, but, you know, as a team with the bond that we're, you know, creating over the past few days and past few weeks, it's been getting better. So being comfortable and being able to, you know, have that hot zone and be comfortable with my injury and all, you know, all those small things, it allowed me to get that. And, you know, just be a leader, you know. Some of these guys, you know, I talk to them a lot, and, you know, I see some of the similar things that I have as a baseball player, professional baseball player. So it's just like I want to be that guy, you know, stand out on and off the field, do the right things, and from there it's just all positivity.
DJ, thank you very much.
No problem.
Lugnuts outfielder DJ Neal. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.